In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Well, it is quite a blessing to be back home with all of you. We are overjoyed to be home again. It's nice to see all the familiar faces, and we see that we have some visitors as well, so we welcome them. And then we have some people who were gone for a little bit who are back in Toledo, so we are very, very thankful for all of that. As you all know, we were gone for a few weeks. Part of our time was spent in Mexico. And then the next few weeks and months, you're going to hear a little bit more about our trip to Mexico. Hopefully, we're going to have a few presentations where the kids, Presbytera, myself, and hopefully we can have some statements from the other people that went with our crew, and you'll hear a little bit more about our adventures there. But I do want to begin today's sermon by just talking to you a little bit about our trip. And I'm going to describe to you the different things that I saw when we arrived in Mexico. Okay, so we arrive and we go through, and there's a whole lot of stuff going on. Tijuana is a very, very busy place. Going through the border there was quite an experience, one that was different than the other borders I've gone over. So once you go over that and you finally get through all of that and you get through the city, what I saw was a lot of dirt. There was dirt everywhere. Not only just dirt everywhere, but the roads, once you get outside of the city, are all these dirt roads. It made me feel that the roads in Michigan aren't as bad as we often say they are. Because the roads were, oh my gosh, you need a chiropractor after going on these roads. They were absolutely terrible. So there was all this dirt everywhere. And unfortunately for us, it was unseasonably cold and wet. So that dirt turned into mud. And I have never seen mud like the mud they have in Mexico. Most of the mud that I've ever dealt with, you step in it, and then you shake your foot and it flies off. Well, not the mud in Mexico. The mud in Mexico seems to want to stay with you all day long. And the more you step in the mud, the more mud collects. And the more the mud collects, the heavier it gets. And your boots feel like they're 10 pounds heavier, and you're walking around with these 10-pound boots, and you try and scrape the mud off. And it doesn't want to leave. It just wants to stay there with you the entire time. We also saw poverty, lots of poverty. Poverty that I've really never, ever seen before. Poverty I think my children have never seen before either. But we also saw some wealth. And the disparity of the poverty of the wealth was something that I've never seen before either. You drive around these areas that we were in and you see these homes that look like they were put together by just things that they'd found in order to make some kind of shelter. Outside of these big walls with barbed wire fences on them, where people who have lived while the other people kind of live outside. So we saw all of these things, right? We saw this poverty, we saw this dirt and mud, but then we also saw something else. See, these dirt roads led somewhere. These dirt roads led to an orphanage. And inside of that orphanage that these dirt roads led to was this beautiful Orthodox church. And inside this church and all around the grounds there were these wonderful little orphans with their smiling faces. And taking care of them were these kids who were 19 to 25 years old. And they were my leaders. They were the ones who were there the entire summer, and some of them had been there for 2 and 3 years, dedicating themselves to those children and to that country and to that dirt and to that poverty as well. Now, everything I told you is absolutely true. And I'm telling it to you today because the Lord tells us something interesting about our eyes, doesn't he? He says that the eyes are the lamp of the soul. See, what I told you again was true. But the thing is, it depends on what I tend to focus on, how I decide to see what's in front of me. I can only see this poverty if I chose to, and I could get down and upset about it, or I could see the hope that these people were offering. I could see the beauty of what was happening. I could see Christ in the midst of all of it, and I could see people working to establish his kingdom. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, we are asked to do something similar. We are asked to ask ourselves, how do I see what is happening in front of me? What do I choose to be the very thing that I focus on? Do I choose to see things so they can bring light into my life? Or do I choose something else? So our gospel reading comes from the gospel according to St. Matthew, and it's in chapter 6. Now remember, chapters 5, 6, and 7 of Matthew are part of this large section, right? And that's called the Sermon on the Mount. Now we're in that middle section. The beginning of this chapter, Jesus is talking about some important things, right? He's telling his new community, he's telling this new group of people how they are supposed to live their lives. So he tells them about three of the most important spiritual exercises that we have, right? He talks about prayer, he talks about fasting, and he talks about almsgiving. And he tells them that those famous statements, right? When you pray, do it this way. When you fast, do it this way. And when you give alms, he says, you are to do it this way. And then he gets to the section that we're talking about today. And he says to them that the eyes are the lamp of the soul. He says, and if your eyes are full of light, then your whole body will be full of light. But then he says, if your eyes are full of darkness, then the way you see everything is going to be full of darkness as well. And then he goes into this issue about who are you serving, right? Are you serving mammon or are you serving God? And then he goes into this issue about what are you anxious about? And I think the reason he's doing that is because depending on what we're looking at, depending on what we choose to focus on, will depend on how we act. If we decide to focus on things and allow those things to bring us anxiety, guess what they're going to bring us? Anxiety. If we focus on those things and allow them to bring us hope and opportunity, guess what it's going to bring us? Light, hope, and opportunity in our lives. Now, if I'm being honest with you, which I always try to be, your priest struggles mightily with those ideas. Many times I look at all sorts of stuff. I can come into this church and I can look up into the dome and I can talk to Paul and about the dome, and Paul and I can leave here being pretty anxious about what we see, right? Or I could focus on the dome and I could see opportunity and hope and the many ways that God is working. I can go next door and I can see all those tables up there. Guess what we're doing today, ladies and gentlemen? Spanakopita. And that could bring me a little bit of anxiety, or it could bring me some hope and joy, knowing that as a family, we're going to work on that. As a family, we're going to take care of those things. And the way I can see things with hope and joy is remembering the other thing that our Lord said today. Jesus reminds us and he says, look, you're nervous about all of these things. He goes, look at the birds of the air. Do they do anything? No, he says, but God takes care of them. And then he says, and aren't you more important than the birds? Aren't you more important than those flowers? Of course you are, he says. So God knows what you need. So you have to keep focusing and keep seeing things the right way. He says, focus on the kingdom and all of these things will be given to you. And that is what our job is to do as well, to focus on the kingdom, to see the hope and opportunity in things. I want to leave you with one last little story from our time in Mexico. I told you there were all these 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds who were kind of our leaders while we were there. And there was one young lady there, her name is Sofia. And when I first met her, I was astounded, and she really made a big impression on me. She made a big impression on me because she was, one, a very hardworking young lady. She worked extremely hard, but she also had great eyesight. She was able to see and seek the kingdom in all the different things that was going on there. She was able to see, and she was also able to help us. So one of the things that she did was she led us as to how we're going to build this house. She showed us what to do, how to mix the concrete, and to do all of these different things. But she also allowed some of the little people, like our Lucia, to get a drill gun and to try and drill things, to get over there and to put stucco on walls. Now, me being an adult, watching my little daughter do these things was like, oh my God, it's taking Lucia forever to do it. But she didn't see it that way. She saw it as an opportunity for Lucia to get involved. She saw it as an opportunity for Lucia to grow and maybe sow a little hope as well. The other thing was that there was a lot of downtime, right? Sometimes there wasn't everything for, you know, 50 people to do. So you'd get a little bit bored. But Sophia saw this as an opportunity to engage with the people that lived at that house. She saw it as an opportunity to allow herself to play with the little kids who were going to live in this house. See, the thing with Sophia was she could have seen these things, like I did, as an annoyance or as boredom. But instead, she took them as opportunities to seek the kingdom. She took them as opportunities to keep sowing hope in the lives of those who she was working with. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, I ask you to look at your life, to see what's going on. How do you see it? Do you see it as something that might be bringing you anxiety? Or do you see opportunities to seek the kingdom of God? Do you see opportunities to find hope? What do you see here in this church? Do you see things that might bring you a little bit of anxiety and worry? Or do you see ways that you can get involved? Do you see ways that you can sow some hope? That is what we have to work on. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, let us continue throughout this liturgy to ask ourselves, how do we see? And to remember to seek Christ and allow him to help us to see him in all these situations. Allow him to help us turn these issues that might give us anxiety and opportunities for hope and growing closer to him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.